Sunday night, end of the day of the tour. I wish Shlomo Weisbrot.
Hello, gentlemen. Good evening, everyone. Good afternoon, everyone. What's on tonight? Good match. Okay. Last time we were speaking about the Miyachad, the stone, or something like that, which is a waste of really moksa, to use for Shabbos. I mean, suppose it goes on holiday, for example, he wants to use a stone. Sorry? Yeah, he wants to use it, he wants to designate it, the moshel, especially for Shabbos, he wants to be able to use it, the moshel, to cover, let's say, for example, that was a shy, yeah. I said last time we spoke about this, the person told me, well, I know he was joking me, and I said, I think it was true. He said we saw a ribbon, like a red string, a red ribbon tied around the stone. But I don't, that doesn't help for Yichud, and that's an eitzer. The Maisa, what can you do? So we said that for Yichud, for a stone, the only way to do it is either to miyachad l'olam, that you decide you're going to use the stone now always for Hesa. Or if you do a shinner to it, let's say you wrap something around it, the moshel, wrap it in foil or something like that, you put something around it, that would also help. Even a one-off, yeah, that would also help. Yeah. Or if you trim it down, let's say you sandpaper it, but you do something to it, that's also a good a way to get around this. That was what we spoke about. We spoke about muksa machmas issa, things that are really basically mutter, really on Shabbos, but now something's happened that's going to change it. So the moshel, we spoke about a leg of a chair, they got a chair, it was perfectly mutter to use on Shabbos, and then the leg broke. So now that chair is not usable. Well, I mean, you could use that chair, let's say balance it on a bench, but there's a danger that you might come along and fix it on Shabbos. The leg can easily slot back in again, you can screw it back in again. It's interesting, because there's Chazal made the chair and the piece of mortar. If the leg snapped, cracked, now you can't do anything with it, right? It's not usable. All the screws are not easily available to do, the mortar, you've got no screws available for it, then there's no problem, Taka. But if you've got everything there, then it's a problem. This is the way in the gate of glass. We've got to come across the ones, actually. You know, someone's glass lens falls out on Shabbos. So now, it's the same thing. There's a big danger a person might repair it on Shabbos. You can't repair glass on Shabbos. The Shabbos mocks the moisture, because you must do a tikkun. There's a tikkun on it to fix it. So there, if the glass falls out, and the screw's on the floor, and everything's there, there's a danger that you might repair it. Therefore, that remains moksa for the whole of Shabbos. What else we're talking about? Things like that. A wet beggar also might come and squeeze it out. Therefore, that is a problem on Shabbos. Okay, let's move on to today's topic, actually. Very interesting. Shaila Moshi, are snow and rain moksa on Shabbos? Snow and rain. What? Why is it not moksa? Oh, it's an interesting thing. It's a very, very interesting thing, actually. Not so posh, actually. But let's start from the beginning. Let's start right from the beginning. So first of all, a lock is like this. Anything which is a new creation on Shabbos, something which is newly created, it's a very severe type of moksa, it's called noilad. That's got the same as the moksa machmas gufoi, it's severely forbidden on Shabbos. A classic example of that is an egg that is laid on Shabbos. Now that means even though you know a chicken's going to lay an egg, it's normal for chickens to lay egg. Doesn't help, your das doesn't help such a thing. Once it wasn't in existence when Shabbos came in, the egg wasn't here. It comes out in the morning, came out in the morning, comes down to the chicken coop and...
It was in the chicken.
Sorry?
It was in the chicken.
It started in the chicken, but you couldn't see it.
It's not here.
Yeah. For you, it wasn't here.
For you,
that is a problem. That is a severe type of muksa. That is called noilad, noilad gomor, and that is muksa. Who had him? Either something existed before Shabbos came in. The moshel, a person I've got over here, someone had a piece of wood, let's say, for example. Let's see what I've got here. I'll give you an example. Level 2, let's go to level 2 first of all. Level number 2 is that which existed before Shabbos, but it changed in the course of Shabbos. What's my example? Okay, let's say someone put on before Shabbos, he had a piece of wood, and he put them in a fire. So now it burnt up over Shabbos, Friday night. Shabbos morning, it comes down, the ashes, it's all full of ashes. Are those ashes muksa on Shabbos?
Rationally, yeah,
muksa. It is. It's quite a mushy. That's also muksa. Those ashes are also muksa. Because it's a new, completely new creation. You had a piece of wood, and now it's become ashes. That's a completely new creation. Both those cases are severe types of murder. They are muksa. Then you've got level number 3, which is slightly changed. Well, you had a food, chicken soup. And the maester, then it went off. It's not edible for people anymore, but animals can eat it. That's not called a major shinri. That's not muksa, actually. Right? You've got animals in the area. That is not muksa. Now, let's just start with the case of the egg first of all. In fact, the egg case is very interesting. Someone's got an egg. Let's say, for example, what you say about it, someone comes down to his chicken coop on Shabbos morning, and he finds one egg there, and he's not sure when it was laid. It could be it was before Shabbos. He doesn't know. It could be it was born on Shabbos. What's the deal? Client says, quite right.
What does he say?
He says, I normally should go sopik dom on the kuddish, as they read. So Simon Mox is a sopik dom on. He's a dobber shesh
matirin. You said that food has no got to do with
what? Correct. Normally food has it on the moksa. That's all food that you got in the house is edible. Something which is not edible, the mice is moksa. A raw food, raw potato, raw peach is a moksa. A raw egg is when an egg, the egg. Yeah, but the egg wasn't here when it came on, when Shabbos came in. Oh, one woman, we don't know. So he's quite right. So that Chaim is saying, even though we don't know, so it's a solid job, we should have to be lenient, it's like a fridge, we're to be right, yeah? The text says that it's a very big chumrah, it's called a dovah shesh matirin. If you wait till Matzah Shabbos, it's zichl, all right. Where is this relevant? I'll tell you, it's an interesting shah, you have to clear about this. Someone has a fly shittin on Sunday. Carefully, I'm what you say. He has a fly shittin on Sunday, and he finishes, I don't know what time he finishes, he knows he finished by 2 o'clock. It comes to 7:30, he wants a cup of coffee. Now he thinks to himself, Moishi, can't remember, did I finish my meeting about 1:30 or not? I can't, definitely about 2 o'clock I finished. Could be about 1:30 I also finished. So this is a big question over here. The question over here is this called Dorshik Shmatirin? Because if you wait till 8 o'clock, it's definitely okay. What's the answer? It's a makhloek posuk. It's some posuk on makel because they say it's a very, very good slach. The slach says. What'd you say? I understand, but I see you're not supposed to eat it. Yes, they were egg. Egg also says, they're wrong with egg.
No, he said because it's different ships of 3 hours.
Someone said this? I must say it's a machloekah apart. I'll just tell you very briefly, it's a very big chiddush of the slach. We spoke about this once by Rikasi, I think we said it around here. The slach, I had an interesting show, it wasn't a shayla. A few years ago, next show was a gewaltige shayla. Someone made a simcha on Friday night in a hall. And what he did was he was an Austrian Valentine's what he did, but the mice he did it, he put some candlesticks on a chair. And he lit the candlesticks. That chair was a boss, so it became muksa. On Shabbos morning, he came to sort out the hall, but the caretaker very nicely had taken out the candlesticks off the chair and then mixed all the chairs, mostly here, with all the rest. Now, muksa is not bottled normally because it's Dorshish Matirin. That was a big problem. So they came out with this chiddush or tzlach, which the mice is not posh that we hold with. The tzlach holds that this whole chumrah, Dorshish Matirin, is only by food. A food item you only eat once. The moshel egg that was laid, you can only eat this egg once. So there's a chumrah of Chazal not to eat the egg and wait to eat better. Chairs, you can move it today, you can move it tomorrow, you can move it next week. You've got 100 uses of a chair to move it. There, he says, Chazal didn't answer it. The shayla is now, this case of you want to have your cup of coffee, and it's 7:30 at night, and you're not sure whether you're milking or not. The question is, where's that stoima to? You're allowed to eat a whole lot of foods. So that's a machloek. It's a machloek. It's a possible about this. The ma'aser, what you could do. The ma'aser, a lot of people are making in this case. It's people are machloek in such a case. But the ma'aser, it's an interesting shayla. Anyway, here with the egg, this egg that was laid now on Yom Tov on Shabbos. So if you know it's laid, it's zichem muksa.
Now, you
don't
need that
much to shower. That's always that, but my friend is the Gemara's case. The Gemara says an egg that's laid on Yom Tov is a Dorshish Matirin. You got the same kasha there. I need it now, you want the egg later. You understand? But the mice, that's not happening.
I don't need it now.
It's a good point what you say. He's telling the mice, I need it now, my egg. But that's not, the Gemara says you can't do that. The Gemara says you can only eat it once. If you only eat it once, you have to eat it by Heta. You can't eat it by Heta. You have to wait for Matzah Shabbos. The chairs, you've got loads of stamps. It doesn't only apply once, you've got loads of times. So now, coming back to over here now, the mice, I must say, the rain, Lecho, is a serious problem, actually. Rain is in the sky. Why was Moshe in the rain? The rain is in the clouds in the sky. And now, the Shabbos morning, it lands down here. It's like a new creation. That's another Shabbos Chumah. It could be the Ma'ain Chumah Lamala. It could be also, maybe, also clouds are moving, it could be it's not going anywhere. Yes, the Gemara says actually, the Gemara says on this, rather rain, the Gemara says the rain is mutter, because the rain is already in the clouds already now, it's already moisture. Already, and therefore, it's liquid to liquid. So liquid to liquid is mutter. Yes, as I state, and that's according to Gemara, the rain of water is not mutter, because it was in the sky when Shabbos came in, and in the sky, in the clouds, it's got a din of a liquid. It's called it's moist already in the clouds, and therefore it's not a problem. Mishnah is down to Shin Amud Ches. As you can find it, I suppose it's that clearly Shin Amud Ches Sivkot and Lamed. Unless the rainwater's dirty. If the water is dirty, it's got no use at all, then you've got a problem. You hear that, Moshe? If the water's not usable, unless it smells or whatever, okay, I don't know why that should be. I mean, the chashash someone's got a leak in his roof. That means someone's got a leak, so it's raining outside, and the water comes through his roof. It's coming down. There's no problem to catch that water. There's no problem of being without a keli mechadim. You can put a keli underneath it to catch the water dripping in, because the water's not moxa. Because it was in the sky already when Shabbos came in. Since it was already in the sky when Shabbos came in, that's what Mishnah says. Shin Lamed Ches. Let's just find a Shin Lamed Ches. Sivkot and Lamed. Sorry? Shin Lamed Ches. Sivkot and Lamed. The Ein Alamot Ayer Shem Muxo Noilad. It's not called, the rainwater that comes down is not called Muxo Noilad. The Yochal Ishtoiz Alirchot Menu, you're allowed to wash or drink from it. Look at it. It looks like it was in the sky. It was there. It doesn't come just like that. It looks like it doesn't come like that. I'll say, but the Gemara says all clouds are mutter. So you must say, like you say, it's a good question what he's asking. He's asking, the rain is 6 o'clock in the afternoon. Where was this cloud when Shabbos came in? It might have been in America.
Or
it didn't exist. It looks like
the water, the
whole
system.
Yeah,
it
looks like the Maaseh Gemara says mutter. One on the Chalik, yeah? The Gemara says not the Chalik. So therefore, rain is water. What about snow?
The snow is frozen rain.
Yeah, but I don't know how this works. Like, yeah, it's frozen rain. I mean, it comes down as rain, yeah. Apparently, it only changes the snow as it gets down, yeah.
The
in the clouds. What?
The leak of the house of rain, that water
is also. Why? Why the water looks, sir? No, but I'm saying, if the water's not a moxa, there's no problem then. He's worried about Matra Kedim Echon. He's right. If someone's got a leaking radiator, and the radiator's dirty water inside there, then that keli underneath there is dirty. Yeah, I'm talking about, that's what he's talking about here. That's what, yeah, that's what it says. Yeah, yeah. That's much the case. Mutter litten keli takas abdela for Shabbos. You're allowed to put a keli under rain water on Shabbos.
Why?
There's not a problem, because it's moxa. Rain water's not moxa, you can use it. Do you understand? A rain is much worse. Also, in a rain leak, not always is the water dirty. Sometimes the water's clean. So you could use it to wash your hands. So you could, as long as you've got a use for it, then it's not moxa. Rainwater, I must tell you too, someone told me this many, many years ago, he's actually very interesting what he said to me. He said, if you look at rainwater, actually, when it comes down, you'll see it's dirty.
Why?
I said, what are you talking about? He said, try out on your buckets. You put a bucket out the garden, and it's not mummish dirty. What it is, mostly how it works, the rain actually clears the sky. As it goes through, all the dirty air gets cleared with the rain. It's not dirty enough to be called it not roi l'achila, or not roi l'shtia, or not roi to wash your hands with. And therefore,
it.
What? Maybe you wouldn't drink it. I'm not sure if you wouldn't drink it. People get a nice puddle of clean, what do you call it, a pond in your garden. Don't you drink it?
No.
Got rainwater?
I wouldn't drink it.
I don't know. You have to know. I always say, I don't know. What? Okay, I'm not sure that's enough reason. Someone would have grass as well, you'd have a lot of things. That's not a hetzer. It has to be something which is royal achida as a general person. So, lemaisa, that's rainwater. Rainwater is lemaisa, not called moksa, because it's in the sky beforehand, and basically it's still royal to you. What about snow? Snow passes through.
What?
What
is snow?
Snow is rainwater. That's, as it comes down, it freezes and it comes into droplets of snow. What?
Is that noilad?
I'm asking you, is that noilad? I must tell you the truth, I would have thought it's very similar to rainwater. And if you allow rainwater, the chosh should allow snow. There's no chilek between rainwater and snow. Many, many posts could take off taka, there's no chilek between rainwater and snow. And the mice is mutter. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein taka is machme, actually. Rav Moshe holds that snow is muksa. That's another shaila. Even if you hold snow is not muksa, that could be another shaila. Koso, you might make a shake, there also be a problem. And it could be a Shiloh Boyner making a snowball. Can you make snowballs? That's another Shiloh's right. There's two independent Shilohs here. One Shiloh is it moxie. So moxie, you want to wash your hands, you want to rinse your hands in snow. So if you hold snow moxie, you can put your hands in the snow and rub it. Now to take the snowball and make the snow and make it to a snowball to throw it to someone. That could be a Shiloh Boyner to make a, what do you call it, to make a snowman. Could be a Shiloh of Kosev. You're making a recognizable thing. What? Is it Boyner? Here's his Boyner. It's Nirika Boyner. I think it was Shiloh. Other times, Nirika Boyner, maybe.
It's not going to last.
Yeah, but whatever. Even a temporary Boyner is also asked. Yeah, short-term Boyner is also not allowed to be done. So therefore, knock on what we say. So rainwater, we're saying, is not a problem on Shabbos. Unless it's dirty, not roi l'shtia, or it's not roi for any use, that's a problem, which is very rare. And if it's snow, according to most poskim Moishi, is no problem. But a Moishi says it's osur. A Moishi, what's his losher? A Moishi, what's his interesting name? He says it's not normal. I don't know what he means on Moshe. Ramosha says it's a problem. It's interesting. They all ask us from Moshe where it comes from, but Ramosha says that snow is mux actually. It's hard to know why Moshe. I don't know why exactly. Maybe, I don't know why maybe people don't use it. I don't know why. I'm not sure. He's asking a question. Why should snow be muxa? Why should it be different to rainwater? I don't know why. It's hard to know why it should be different. But the Maya says, what's
Ramosha?
What? What? It's the same as rainwater. It's inside. It's the same. I must tell you, actually, similar to what we're talking about, Noilat nowadays. What do we know of an example of Noilat nowadays? A complete chat. I'll tell you what they say. It's very interesting. You know, I haven't got one at home, but an air conditioning unit often lets out water.
Yeah.
So a person's got a container where the water goes into, that water is mamish Noilat.
Uh-huh.
That's not like rainwater. That was never there. It's when the air conditioning unit is working, that, what?
I wouldn't drink it anyway.
No, you wash your hands.
You wash your hands.
I wouldn't say it's moxie because you wash your hands there. But a meister, they're tired. That's a very severe type of noilad. That it's a new creation. It was never ever there before, and it's made on Shabbos, mamish. It was created on Shabbos. This thing.
Why was it created on Shabbos?
So since it was created on Shabbos, well, you can't use it. Anything which is created on Shabbos, you mustn't do. And therefore, that's what comes out. What else is there to do with noilad? Something which was there basically, this is another interesting show, something which was there basically, was basically there, and like you said, the moshel food, that was there before Shabbos, then it went off, and you can only give it to your animals, it's not a moksha, your animals there. Who I did, if someone's got a beged, a garment, and the garment ripped on Shabbos, and now he's got a piece that tore off, which he's going to use as a shmata. No other use, you can't wear it as a bed anymore, that's not noilad. Because it's not such a major change, you had a beged here beforehand, and it's changed now to a shmata, but it's still something. That's not called a major shinui. So again, there's three levels, really. Level number one is a major shinui. It was never here beforehand.
You wouldn't use that as a beggar, you wouldn't use a shmata, would you?
What?
You wouldn't use it as a...
Not my jacket, but it depends what it is, you're right. But let's say a shirt ripped, for example, on Shabbos. It ripped in half, got torn. Maybe a person might use it. Yes or no? It's not. You have to know what he's talking about. You're right. Something which a person would use. If he wouldn't use it, he's right. It's moxie. If a person wouldn't use it, it's moxie. It has to be something which is usable. It's torn, and you would use it as a shmata, then it's not moxie. So again, something which is completely moxie, an egg that's laid, or a piece of wood that's changed to ashes, that was saying before Shabbos, that's my mission's very time moxie, that's osa. Something which is basically here and it just changes very slightly. The moshe, you've got food which has changed slightly to not being edible to eat, but can be eaten by an animal. That's not moxa. And rain and snow passes is not moxa. We say it's all in the clouds.
Sorry. You can't eat it. It's still hard.
Shabbos
morning, you can eat it. Why?
That's it.
Yeah.
Who asked that question? Good morning, Sakasha.
Morning.